For our confession of faith this morning, we will complete Article 19 of the Chicago Declaration on Inerrancy. And if there is one thing that we all stand for here, whether you're part of a mission church or whether you're part of Providence, is we stand for the authority of the Word of God. Right, Matt? Amen, brother. That is our authority. And this certainly expresses that very clearly in the last statement here of the Chicago Declaration. Would you read with me these words today? We'll just read the affirmation first off. We affirm that a confession of the full authority, infallibility, and inerrancy of Scripture is vital to a sound understanding of the whole of the Christian faith. We further affirm that such confession should lead to increasing conformity to the image of Christ. That's a great statement, isn't it? Pretty marvelous statement about the Word of God. Couple of words. I just want to emphasize the words in the document today. It's an affirmation. We agree to this. It's a confession. And we are confessing, acknowledging, affirming before God and one another. Not just some authority, not just partial authority, but full authority. Full authority, infallibility, and inerrancy. There is no failure and there is no mistake in the Word of God. The word vital there is really intriguing, coming from the word that means life. It is life-giving, life-producing. To a sound understanding of some of the Christian faith, of part of the Christian faith, no, of the whole of the Christian faith. There is no clarity in our understanding of God and His nature apart from the Word of God. It gives us our direction. It gives us our wholeness. We further affirm that such confession should lead us to increasing conformity to the image of Christ. After all, what is our goal? Our goal is to be conformed to the image of Christ. How do you do that? Through the love of God's Word, through the study of God's Word, through the memorization of God's Word. I've been around Joe Magalette again. The memorization of God's Word in our hearts, sealing us, affirming us. With the Word, we have to see that in our sanctification, the Word of God works with the Holy Spirit. They work simultaneously inside us and get in us and work on us and build us the way that He wants us to be. You knew that I had to read this passage today from 2 Timothy 2:3. All Scripture is inspired by God, all of it, and profitable, valuable for teaching, reproof, correction, for training in righteousness, to become conformed to the image of Christ. Please recite with me the denial. We deny that such confession is necessary for salvation. However, we further deny that inerrancy can be rejected without grave consequences, both to the individual and to the church. You can be saved without believing this doctrine, but you can't be saved very well. Okay. It's not necessary to believe this, to have faith in Christ, to be saved, to be redeemed. But if you're going to go anywhere in your faith, if it's going to do anything in you, if it's going to produce sanctification, in a sense, if you're going to grow in your faith at all, it is necessary to believe these things. And I think the second statement of that really summarizes it beautifully. However, we deny that inerrancy can be rejected without grave consequences. You've heard me from time to time a little bit share about my college education in liberal theology. My friends, what I saw there were the grave consequences of the rejection of this doctrine. The rejection of this doctrine may not lead you to hell, but it'll take you to the gates. You might get by the skin of Christ's shed blood to get into heaven. But we need to believe in the inerrancy of God's Word, the full inspiration of God's Word. And without so, you will not live a life of holiness. You will not come across sanctified. And the consequences of the rejection of the doctrine of the inspiration of God's Word have effects not only on your sanctification and my sanctification, but upon the church. The great alliance that Matt, Jim, and I have is our acknowledgement that we have a dreadful enemy out there. A dreadful enemy in the world, the devil and the flesh. And the thing that we agree upon entirely is the best way to fight it is through the teaching and the preaching of the Word of God. We disagree a little bit on some of the application of that. But in terms of the war, we are on the same side and in agreement with the Holy Word of God. In the battle to survive in terms of inerrancy, infallibility, and inspiration. We have seen the consequences of the loss of authority and the loss of power when the Word of God is not understood the way it ought to be. So our confession is that the Word of God is true. Amen.